You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morgan Donoghue is the spokesperson for Ours Not Mines, an organisation that is standing up against the mining company Oceania Gold and the New Zealand government over a proposed gold mine on conservation land in the Coromandel. In 2017, the Labor government promised no more mines on conservation land, yet Oceania Gold is in the process of acquiring resource consent for a gold mine under conservation land. I began by getting Morgan to explain what Oceania Gold is doing in the Coromandel and the implications of the proposed mine.
They want to mine in a place called Wharekiraoponga, so that's along the Karangahake Gorge, just before you get to Waihi on the left-hand side, as if you are coming from Auckland. And they want to build a 6.9-kilometre tunnel underground and then mine under conservation land, so that's land that's owned by every New Zealander, for conservation efforts, and they want to mine that. They think they'll be able to get about $1.8 billion worth of gold out of there, and they would return 2% to the Crown, so $36 million. In my mind, as someone that grew up in the Coromandel, I went to Coromandel Area School from when I was 5 years old, and you know, my mother still lives there. My father did until he passed at the end of last year. I want to do something about that and try and stop them from mining for gold, because we don't need any further gold in the world. We've got enough gold in the world to last humankind forever, and the potential downsides just seem way too extreme. We've already seen this exact gold mining company pollute waters in the Philippines, and they can't even grow rice paddies over there anymore. The fields are just totally devastated from heavy metal leaching. They also, when the Tangata Whenua tried to protest and say they didn't want the mine, they had security and police come in with batons and hit the Tangata Whenua of that land. So it just seems, for a whole lot of reasons, that this would be a terrible, terrible thing to do. So I created, with my friend David Cormack, an organisation called Ours Not Mines, and we've enlisted the help of a whole lot of friends, I guess, you know, musicians, DJs, artists, producers, and people that genuinely care and don't want to see our beautiful conservation estate destroyed by overseas gold mining companies and to give nothing back to the country. So it just seems like way too many downsides. We could see pollution in the local river. We could see it spill into the Pacific Ocean. We could see it ruin mussel farms, fishing, agriculture, aquaculture, the whole thing. The risks just seem too extreme for no good reason.
And as you say, these risks are far-reaching and fairly evident. In 2017, Prime Minister Ardern promised no more mines on conservation lands, but yet here we are in 2023, and Oceania Gold have already been given permission by DOC to establish drill sites. How has this happened?
It just seems like it's been tied up in a process where there are issues at play. I think one of the issues that has come out in recent weeks is that Ngāi Tahu, like on the west coast, the alluvial gold mining there exposes Ponamu, and that is something that Ngāi Tahu are very keen to keep harvesting. And so it seems like there is a big issue on the west coast that the Crown and Ngāi Tahu need to sort out. And it shouldn't stop a moratorium or anything else just putting a stop on gold mining on the Coromandel now and fulfilling Labor's promise from when they came into power.
And do you feel that this is a bit of a watermark moment in terms of stopping mines on conservation land and holding the government to account? So by lobbying this one to stop and getting public support to then, as you say, help stop other mines around the country?
Yeah, I really do. And the outpouring of support that we've had has been amazing. And like I was talking about, the Ours Not Mines group that we formed, obviously we're just a couple of individuals with some friends that are trying to spend the money that we raised to try and stop gold mining. So we've had Stanley Palmer, one of New Zealand's greatest artists, come forward and donate 400 signed prints, and we're selling those for $200 each, and we're using that money to try and stop gold mining. You can get that on our oursnotmines.nz store. There's two different prints. They're hand-signed. They're amazing. And, you know, we're just going to keep going. It is, as you say, a watershed moment. We will not stop. We will make sure that we do everything we can to take on the billion-dollar corporation and try and stop them from destroying what really is New Zealand's land. It's a conservation estate. If it was a private individual's farm or something like that, it would kind of sit slightly better, but they want to do this 6.9 kilometre tunnel. Just to put that in context, that's a third of the size of Transmission Gully. You know how much of a problem Transmission Gully was to build? It wasn't underground and it wasn't gold mining, it was just a road. But the size of that allows all types of issues to happen. You know, they're backfilling it all with concrete. It's full of, you know, the CO2 emissions are going to be huge. If we're really trying to make New Zealand, you know, a better place to be, this is not the way to go about doing that. Well, you know, we should be protecting our conservation estate, not giving it away to international gold miners to, you know, take overseas to foreign people, foreign shareholders. And the problem that we have, and, you know, what we've appealed to the courts on, is that we believe, and it will be decided by the courts, but that the way that they're going about the application, which is to apply for their, the mine has to come up above ground to have the ventilation shafts. And what OceanaGold have done is gone to the Hauraki District Council and applied for a license to be on the paper road. So a paper road is purely something that's on a map that isn't actually a road, but it has to let people pass unencumbered along it. And the mining companies have put up, they want to put 5 metre ventilation shafts up through this paper road, which would, in our mind, stop people from being able to walk along this road. And that's the way they're getting around having to apply to the Department of Conservation for consent, by saying that they're coming up on this paper road and the Hauraki District Council have given them a 40-year licence for a dollar per year. And so we think that makes no sense. If you really thought you had the ability to grant this licence, then why wouldn't you do a commercially minded licence when you already know that they're going to extract $1.8 billion? That, you know, if they, you know, if they charged millions of dollars, that could go back into helping rebuild, you know, how Coromandel got devastated in the recent floods. And it could go back to rebuilding infrastructure. But a dollar, there's no commercial sense in that deal. So we've appealed to the High Court for a judicial review on their decision to grant that licence.
That was Morgan Donoghue on mining on conservation land.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.